Yeah, certainly it's been a tough few years, but I think I've grown quite a bit over the last couple of years. Mick's been great for my development as a captain, and I'm as better placed as I've ever been to lead the club, and I've got great support underneath me with these two guys behind me and the rest of the leadership group. So just looking forward to it at the moment, playing against some opposition and getting stuck into the season.
That's the Blues captain, Mark Murphy, and the Blues president is Mark LaDuduche, and he joined us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Mark, and congratulations on the announcement today. Icon Park takes over from Visy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, great day for the football club today.
Mark, tell us about, you know, branding Princes Park. I mean, Princes Park, when you grow up in this town, you just know it's the home of Carlton, and Visy Park obviously was a big part of it, but, you know, it's such an iconic part of Melbourne. Tell us about the importance of that place.
Oh, well, look, it's for Carlton, its members, for the club, you know, it's the home of the Carlton Football Club, as everyone knows, and, you know, to have another great name in Icon Services joining the Carlton Football Club at Princes Park is a fantastic day for Carlton. Fantastic day.
Mark, give us a plug, because I don't know who Icon are. Just tell our listeners out there who they are and what they do.
So Icon Cleaning Services, they are an Australian company. They employ a lot of people across the country, and they provide property and cleaning services to major organisations such as Crown and Federation Square. And, you know, George Tahan has grown the business since 1999, and all during that time has been a major supporter and contributor of the Carlton Footy Club.
Mark, tell us, there's actually been more news, plenty more news down at Carlton at the moment. Bryce Gibbs and Michael Jamieson have been elevated to vice-captains behind Mark Murphy. Tell us about your pride in those two guys developing, and particularly Bryce Gibbs. Yeah, so much talk about him leaving the club the last couple of years. Tell us your immediate thoughts.
Oh, look, it's a great honour to lead the Carlton Footy Club, and those three gentlemen in Mark Murphy, Bryce Gibbs and Jamieson, Michael Jamieson, will be great leaders for our club into the future. I mean, they've you know, basically grown up and matured as footballers at Carlton, and now for them to lead them, the club and their teammates on the field and the club off the field is, you know, a great thing for Carlton and a great thing for them.
Mark, whilst all the good news coming out of Carlton today, we've just, and I think you've just been briefed as well, that Matthew Kruse, who had such a wonderful pre-season, and I think this might be an exclusive, that it's just broken now. He's been diagnosed with a hairline fracture in his foot. He's in a moon boot at the moment and possibly will be for 4 to 6 weeks. Jeez. What do you know about it, and how serious is it?
Yeah, look, extremely disappointing, David. I think I heard you talking about Christian Petrarca earlier on, and you know, look, there's nothing worse than these young guys getting these injuries at this time of the year. But yes, you're right. Matty Kruse pulled up a bit sore from a training session last week, and yes, he does have a hairline fracture in his right foot. And look, we're very confident though. Matty will get up in the first few rounds of this season, but he'll be in a moon boot for the next sort of 3 to 4 weeks.
How crucial is he for the footy club? And I know when a player is out for some time that his importance is sometimes overvalued, but he was a number one pick. He's 6'6". He plays in the ruck. He can play up forward. How crucial is he to Carlton? If he misses sustained footy this year, does that put a big dent in Carlton's season?
Oh, look, I think every player is important on our list, David. You know, I'm very, you know, it's real disappointing for Kruse that he's, you know, got another injury, another foot injury. But, you know, it's important that every player's fit and healthy. I mean, we need to have all our players fit and healthy to have success. So, you know, no doubt that Matty Kruse is a loss. But I'm sure that he will get back up and be fighting fit, hopefully, in the first couple of rounds of the season.
It's noticeable to us in the media, Mark, that the Carlton Football Club is changing. It seems you're a lot more media-friendly this year. And, you know, when you watch Twitter and you listen to the news, it seems like there's plenty coming from the Blues, and, you know, in the Herald Sun and the Age, big double pages and all that kind of stuff. You would have got a lot of feedback. I mean, is this one of the things that was glaring once you took up the presidency?
Yeah, look, certainly, certainly there were a few things that I had in mind, and obviously the appointment of Stephen Trigg the appointment of a new CEO was one, and getting Stephen Trigg was a key factor. And look, obviously the open communication is important, and I think as a club we've matured a lot, and we are taking an open media policy, and I guess just being available for any comment that the media is looking for. I mean, at the end of the day, we can only tell it the way it is, and that's all that our fans and members want to hear, and that's what the media want to hear, and we'll continue on that same line.
Does that mean that you had to brief Mick? Did you have to actually tell Mick that was an important strategy for the club?
Oh, look, no doubt. I think everyone at the club's informed about what our plan is. Everyone is fully aware what our plan is and where we want to head. And everyone is on board. So, you know, look, Mick's fully aware of what we're trying to achieve. Our CEO's very well informed of what we're trying to achieve. I know what we're trying to achieve. And everyone across the whole club knows what we're trying to achieve. And that's success. And to achieve success, we all need to be on the same path and all need to be on the same bus. And that doesn't exclude anyone. Everyone's got to be on the same bus to have success.
So, Mark, this new open policy, is it translating into more memberships? I know you've got a target here for 5,000 new members in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Is it too early to say, or do you think you need to be open in a different kind of football club for a little longer?
Oh, no, look, obviously we want all Carlton supporters to become members, and I encourage everyone to get on board, and I encourage everyone to join up and become a member. There's no doubt that our membership has been a little slow up to date, but hopefully we'll get the 5,000 in 5 weeks, and as I said, I encourage everyone to jump on board.
Mark, thanks for jumping on. It's some great news coming out of Carlton with the Icon Park being named today, and some not so good with Cruiser, but we appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much, guys.